the Burnaby Writers as an interest or an example mm-hmm. of the arts community in Burnaby. I believe I read some, I can't remember it was now. Burnaby has more writers per head of population.
There's probably articles. The articles I wrote, I did one for Burnaby BC Book World, and I did one in the for the Burnaby for the Now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a lot of writers and very active group. Eileen, I think, is one of the founding members, Eileen Kernahan. And I think Chris Potter was one of the founding. She now runs, she lives in Fort Langley and runs a bunch of travel magazines. I don't know if she lived in Burnaby at the time or not that she was doing that, but when she was in the Burnaby Writers. I don't know the other founding members, but I know Eileen and I know Chris, and who was the other one? I should know them. I'm trying to think. But there are a lot of people like Frances Duncan. She's a well-known children's writer, was once a member. There's been, Eileen will have all the records because she's been the secretary and membership chairperson for a long time. Sorry, and there's a lot of Eileen Kernahan. So there's a lot of illustrious people that have been or might still be, and some illustrious or notorious, Evelyn Lowe, author of Runaway, is or was a member.
Does the membership tend to sort of come and go, and do people move out and still keep their membership?
Yeah, that's what they usually do, because Eileen produces such a wonderful newsletter that people are happy to subscribe, pay their membership, and receive the newsletter.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's an organization I've been intending to join for a long time, and mm-hmm. I haven't. I know Eileen. Actually, I should say my wife knows Eileen better than mm-hmm. I do, but. Mm-hmm. So, how long do you know how long that's been going, the Arts Council, the Writers Group?
I think since the 60s, mm-hmm. but you'd have to check with Eileen.
Mm-hmm. The gymnastic group that you started, that started up here at Seaforth, and you said it kind of grew in.